A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, October 19th, 2018. This is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the seven-member Kalema Motlanthe-led Commission of Inquiry into the shooting death August 1st of civilians by the Zimbabwe National Army in Harare.
To join our discussion, call us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequencies and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
We are streaming live on our three websites. That's voazimbabwe.com, voandebele.com, as well as voashona.com.
Of course, the killing of seven civilians came after protesters had taken to the streets of Harare, accusing the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission of delaying the announcement of results for general elections held on July 30th.
The oral testimonies began on Tuesday with witnesses pointing fingers at the opposition and some at the government. The opposition has already dismissed the commission as a farce. Today, before adjourning to late this month, the commission hinted that it might summon President Emmerson Mnangagwa and his vice president Constantino Chiwenga to respond to the question of who deployed the army on the fateful day. This will come after the commission hears from the military and the police on November 10th.
If you wish to join our discussion right now, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back. The number once again, 001-202-619-2077.
You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
Wonguka ama wadiwa nasi tuda utitinge tichi taura neje commission ya wa Kalema Motlanthe awa ya wa mtungamiri wenjika ye South Africa. Iriku ongorora nyaya ye kupuru kwa kakaitu kwa wanu ne mauto musi mkutanga kwa August mshure mewe kunge saruzo zaitwa. Hapana kunyazo uira na kutichi chakaitika musu uyo vamwe ve sarupi faruguti aywa. Ve MDC ndo wakatanga miri jonga mwarari ya kazo hita utuwanu wahura iwe. Asi vamwe ve MDC wachite aiwa ko ndia anicha ya katuma mauto kutanga achipura vanu achitora basa. Raifana onge richitwa nema purisa reku zivirira mvonga mpopoto ne bata mrefu bata mfupi ya engea muka mudoroba imo momo ntunga mili.
Yebo Blessing utaba esingalo zihlobo lamhlanje uhlelo lwenu lwe Live Talk lutaba lodlakela olwaqhamuka ngemva kokhetho olwabangela ukuthi amasotsha angenele agcina edubula abulala abantu abayisithupha abanye bathi bedlula khonapho. Iqalile ikomishini kababa uKgalema Motlanthe ekhethwe ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukubana ihluzisise lolu daba. Kutholakala ukuthi kahle kahle kwahamba njani. Iqalile umsebenzi ngolwesibili kuleviki njalo iyaqhubeka lamhlanje ibisizwa njalo ubufakazi obuvela ebantwini abachiyeneyo. Abe ZANU-PF, abe MDC, abantu nje, amavenda, ilo bangubani, oabona lolo dlagela lusenzagala, kumbe, oapatwa ilolo dlagela. Ba kibilege la mhlanje, okwesikhatshana eHarare, mhlaka 26, ilo mhlaka 27, baza sugake, bae goBulawayo eKweru laseMtare. Lapo abaza tinga kona futhi ubufakazi babantu abaphathwa lolu dlakela kumbe ababona lusenzakala andubana bependoke eHarare njalo mhlaka 10 ngoNovember lapho abathi bazabiza khona amapolisa lama socha lawa zefakaza ukuthi kahle kahle kwahamba njani eyokwenza ukuba nama socha acine ebulala abantu. Iloke udaba esi ngalo lamhlanje. And a blessing, we have our first guest.
Of course, we have Mr. Tafadzwa Mugwadi, a member of the ruling ZANU-PF party, who also testified before this commission. We have Mr. Mugwadi, and hopefully we'll get Mr. Chinoputsa from the MDC for the first 5 minutes before we turn to our analysts. Mr. Mugwadi, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us. And Mr. Mugwadi, why did you find it important to go and testify before this commission?
Well, thank you very much, my brother. It is important to highlight the reasons that drove me to testify before the commission. The first cardinal reason was the fact that this commission comprises of foreign dignitaries, people of the stature of the former president of South Africa, Mr. Kgalema Mothlande, and the list goes as that. I've been watching some, not all of them, but some of the testifications that have been given before the commission. I felt that there was a missing link to this commission and that the recommendations that the commission would give to the people of Zimbabwe post 1 August may not be sufficient enough to heal our nation out of the events of 1 August. Mm-hmm. Why? Because most of the people that have been testifying, particularly, and let me say particularly, those from the opposition, particularly against the MDC alliance, have been very economic with the truth before the commission. I therefore felt that, look, we have these people who are doing their work on the budget of a struggling nation like Zimbabwe, but still in the process of doing their inquiry, they are not being satisfied with the truth because certain groupings have decided to be economic witches. I felt it was a patriotic responsibility, and secondly, a sense of personal conviction to bring myself before the commission to tell it what I know, which is an eyewitness account, and then secondly, what I've observed in the time preceding to the election. So this is the reason, these are the reasons why I felt it was imperative for me to bring myself before the commission so that the commission will be acquainted with adequate information for it to be able to arrive at a conclusive decision about what happened on August 1 and how Zimbabwe can be assisted to move forward.
Mr. Mugwadi, some of your ZANU-PF activists have been accused of being a little dramatic while giving testimony. For instance, the so-called Shrikiro, and indeed quite a few. Do you think you are doing justice to yourself as victims who lost a lot of property going above and beyond, for lack of a better word, or for not wanting to use the word exaggerating? Do you think you are doing yourself any good?
Firstly, the purpose of this inquiry, I'm sure, was never meant to do any good to any human, any certain individual, and I'm not one of those. This commission was not instituted to do any good to me or to an individual, whether a secure in the, as you would want to call it, I don't think so. And then secondly, I'm not at liberty, completely not at liberty, to seek to validate the claims and testifications of other individuals. I gave my testimony, and I will be accountable to my testimony. I did it under oath. I'm sure those who gave their testimony as well, both from the MDC, the other, so-called civil society organizations, and those from the party and non-aligned individuals, if there are any, they did so under oath. It would be completely wrong for me to seek to validate their claims on this platform. And now to say, that a lot of events took place on August 1. And those who gave an eyewitness account, it is up to the commission to say they were dramatizing or no. But that cars were assigned at the Zanzibar provincial offices at 40 feet. I mean, along 40 feet is not in question. That is something that is known. Secondly, that people were frogged much to join what was the so-called peaceful demonstration that was completely, by all standards, not peaceful. It is known. And thirdly, that the protesters had gained violence in every manner that violence can potentially be in a CBD. It is something that happened in the full eyes of the international community, in the full eyes of the observers, in the full eyes of myself as an eyewitness, and perhaps in the full eyes of yourself, in so far as you seek to validate by saying some are dramatizing. It means you have an account, but whatever your account can potentially be, it can never seek to dismiss that there was violence that was caused by protesters, and that the violence took place daily and worse so, less than 24 hours after voting day. You are aware that voting, voting in Zimbabwe ends at 1900 p.m. or 7 o'clock p.m. And the protesters started their protest by 12, around between 11 and 12 in the morning, okay, of the next day. And that was less than 24 hours. That is a strong reason to suggest that the protest by all standards could have been something that was a delayed match. It was a replay of something that had deliberately been planned by those who are today trying to refuse responsibility.
But Mr. Mgwadi, of course there might be, the violence might have occurred, but is that not the duty of the police who deployed boots on the ground? What was the army doing, trying to control the crowds? Obviously, they are not trained to handle protests.
I want to dismiss the way you are framing your question. If you say they might have been, it means you are also leaving with yourself some semblance of doubting that it happened. Let us be cut now. We have a commission of reputable individuals that want to know the truth from wherever we are, whether in the diaspora or here. We have an entitlement to know what happened, and that violence took place is unquestionable. It happened. So rephrase your question, and then the discussion goes on.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we go to a listener, Blessing, maybe one more question there, Mgwadi. Of course, the issue of violence that was allegedly started by the MDC people should arise. But do you think the question of the military's actions, the killing of those people, is being adequately addressed, at least so far?
You mean addressed by the commission?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much for your question. Let me tell you very, very well, okay? The time to speculate or present imaginary evidence or discuss even about it in this platform, I think it will become an affront to the work of the commission. Why am I saying so? I'm not an eyewitness to the bullet emerging from the barrel to an individual. I'm sure certainly nobody can give a proper and convincing account of how the bullet emerged from the barrel to a particular individual, especially for a person such as me who is not even who does not even have a security background. I cannot speculate about that. Okay, so it would be wrong for me to take this important platform that you offer as studio servant to speculate about things that I do not have an eyewitness account about. But what I witnessed is what I'm ready to testify. I did the testification. I stand by it. I'm convinced it is the truth that my eyes accountably to yourself saw.
Thank you. We'll come back to you. Please do stay on the line. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Halema Mohlante-led commission into the killings of six civilians in Harare. Other human rights groups are saying they can be 10. Nobody really knows. Of course, our guest this evening, we have Mr. Tafazgwa Mgwadi, known as Two Boy, in students' politics. And we tried to get Mr. Chinopotsa Love More of the MDC, but unfortunately, so far we have not been successful. Earlier on, he had told me that he was going to attend a funeral of another late Zimbabwe National Students Union former leader, Wellington Zindowe. They were going to Mashingo, but we'll keep trying. But let's go to our first caller, Ntunga. We have Vama Nando Magadi.
Ndizvere zita. Mananda. Exactly.
Okay, all right. Vamananda, tipe pfungwa dzenyu.
Ndinotenda zvikuru makadi ikoko nevari kuZimbabwe vese nevewo muri kunze.
Isu tiri nani zvemutowa kumwe wakaoma kumwe munyoro.
Aiwa. Nyika yedu iri kunaka aotashini. Vajonga ndirovo havamwe vanhu akatenderana napresident kuagwa vakapoinda commission kuti vaongorore zvakaitika musi wa 31. Izvozvo ndo stage 1 inotaridza kuti president kuagwa munhu akaita zvii. Zvaifanira kunge zviine support yemhuri yese yemuZimbabwe. Kwete kuti zvakwakambenge kuchiitika zvakati kwapinda kudhara nakudhara zvichagara zvakadaro. Handizvo. Vajonga, munozviziva imimi kuti kumusha kwamakakurira baba vaingokutaridzai kuti munda wangu ndinorima takadai. Imi mazokura makazovaudza kuti aiwa baba, mvura kana ichinaya inoeredza ivo katirinei takadai. So even I wanted to believe it, because the new dispensation led by President Mugabe, Mnangagwa currently, I've got a hope of kuti zvinhu zvakaitika izvozvi zvichabuda pachena zvese. And I must say, I don't think so you can appoint a commission just to sit on top of the information that is going to be acquired by Halima Mutlanti Commission. I'm not too sure about that. People are going to be, I mean, heads are going to roll on. It can't be business as usual. Kune vanhu vakawanda vachachajiwa. Ngati parizvino vajonga, ini chishoro changu chandii nacho ndechekuti ngatimbosapotai urongwa hune hurumende kuti vanhu vakaita offside vasina kunge vakaita zvakanaka paurongwa ihwohwo kuzoshaikwa kwavaro. Tine urombo zvikuru kuti vanhu vakashaika vakafiwa zvanga zvisingafaniri kunge zvichiitika. And hapana chakaipa kuti ivo president vanotestifya kukomishini yavamushandi kana vachinge vachiitwa. I think he is available. But kuona kwandakazviita ndichigara kuno South Africa, like I came early around 2000 in South Africa, I think the reaction that MDC took during the announcement of results was not really good. I was listening to Mr. Chamisa as he was saying, takatokunda kudhara, zvinhu zvedu zviri kufamba zvakanaka, tiri kubudirira kwese, tiri kunzwa kuti maresults edu ari kufamba zvakanaka, tiri kukunda. I think vakataura izvi vasina kunyatsokuongorora kuti zvandava kuita izvi as a leader, what impression am I going to give to the nation?
Asi vamanhanda vezanupf vaitaurawo zvimwe chetezvo. Kahatingati totarisa kuti wabuda mbamani kana bepa renhau reherald ndo zvaraigara achitaura kuti kana vana biti navachamisa vasati vataura vachiti vamunangagwa vatokunda kare.
Zvinogona kunge zvakafanana naizvozvo, but bear in mind mukatarisa language ine vanhu nhasi uno munyika, the body language iri munyika, are you in support of ZANU-PF today? There is no one. As yesterday, when the cabinet was appointed, everybody was welcoming the cabinet. Everybody was supporting. Now here we are. These are the policies that to replace. He is now being denounced.
Tinotenda vamanhanda.
Zvanga zvichingafanira kunge zvakafanana naizvozvo.
Tinotenda
vamanhanda. Yes, pano kunonge pakakanganisika kuti taitatarisa zvo zvakafanana naizvozvo kuti vanhu vange vachiurawa.
Tinotenda vamanhanda
kuti vaselebrate.
Vamanhanda, regai titore vamwe vateerera, asi tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Jonga or blessing, I'm not sure.
Deep blessing.
I'm sure Amananda was trying to raise a point that he has dismissed and tried to compare it with what was happening in Zanzibar, which is completely wrong. Why? Because there was no point, not even any point or any occasion that President Emmerson Mnangagwa, during the time that he was still a candidate for this election, said, I will not accept the election result.
But if Mr. Mugwadi,
who said, I will accept.
Mr. Mugwadi.
So now we are going to Zanzibar, which are winning.
Mr. Mugwadi.
Mr.
Mugwadi.
And the MDC were insisting, will not accept the election result. You never.
The war veterans were saying exactly the same thing. And you are aware that they support ZANU-PF. So we can't be splitting hairs and not trying to be fair. But anyway, we have our second guest, Miss Lucy Chivasa, a human rights lawyer, currently based here in Minnesota in America. Miss Chivasa, good evening. Taskwera, maskwera. Thanks so much for joining us. Antunga, you can fire away.
Singaga hambigo kuchivasa mhlambe ke ngihumuche ube khuluma lapho umlaleli ube sithi yena usola kakhulu uchamisa ngoba nguye owaye sithi ngasoze amukele impumela yokhetho enganqoba ngokusho kamlaleli yikho ke okwasuka kwabangela udlakela. Uyavumelana laye ke omunye oZANU-PF esilaye lapha ekuhlelo umnomzana Tafadzwa Mugwadi. Mai Chivasa, mene ndi mzware kana kuti ndi amai. Mzware Chivasa, what's your take so far of these hearings? Is this commission really getting to the bottom of the matter?
Okay. What I'm seeing from the proceedings of the inquiry is that initially when the inquiry was appointed, I think everyone's hope was it is for the inquiry to be done by this commission so that we get to the bottom of what really happened on the 1st of October. So I like the fact that they are starting from way before because people are testifying as to that they were protesters and the police could not contain the protests. But I have a worry in the way that we are conducting ourselves as Zimbabweans. My trade at Rikwita is to say that I'm a Zimbabwean, and I'm not a Zimbabwean, but I'm not. Because Rikwita is a joker in election mode. Tikuku kuzana kuti MDC ndo yaka konzeresa. Rezanu wari kuti MDC yaka sele, yaka tita wina, wasina kuwina, waka zoita. So there I have a problem as to kwa tiri kujokera kumashure kwa chodi. Because if you are going back, let's go back to even to my campaign, because I have been listening to my brother, Mr. Mugwadi, vachitaura kuti kwanzi ngazvisarambidzwa vanhu kutaura kuti vachamisa vakati ivo vahwina. But tikatarisa kumashure uku, kune zvakaitikawo zvekuti mawe veteran vaitotaura kuti izvoni the president will shoot to stay in power. So I hope the commission will also go back to that. But I want to comment because concern yangu iripa kuti takunyanya kukwikwidzana kuita sokuti inyaya yeZANU nenyaya yeMDC, of which vamwe tinenge tistombori of those political parties and even pavasi pane vamwe vakashaya vanga vasiri from those political parties and information iripo inototi vamwe vaitozviitiro zvavaiita mutown zvisinei nemademonstration aiitwa. So I also hope that the commission will get to the bottom of the laws dzatinadzo munyika medu. Ndichitaura ndakamirira kudiri semunhu ari gweta rinoona nezvekodzero. Ndinotarisirwa kuti commission ichasvika pakuti chii chinoitika kuti masoja anzi ariliswe, like mitemo yachoni inoshanda ndeipi. Because in as much as pane protest yanga yaitika, my wish is to kuti tisvike pakuti izvoni how intense was the protest and was it reasonable kuti vanhu vazopfurwa nepfuti dzisina kana maraba bullets o kuti zvataisingoita kare tizive kuti vanhu vanodirwa kana mvura iya kana kungotwisidzirwa vanhu votiza. I don't know, ndo maonero andiri kuzviita, but ndiri kubatikana kuti tasvika pakuda kuita sekunonzi tatodzokera kuelection mode, kuti each munhu andaona ari kutestify anenge akatsigira kuti ati kwedu kuMDC hatina kukonzeresa, nezvanhu vachiti MDC yakakonzeresa, but I think the purpose of the commission is to get to the bottom of why people then got to be killed.
Thank you so much. I think you've put it very well to say that there's a lot of polarization in Tungamili right now in Zimbabwe, but I think the commission must be able to bring everyone together, not divide the nation. We have many people following us on Facebook, Ntunga, on the Facebook Shona page. We have Renius Reza, who is saying, I'm watching from Botswana. Gaboroni, thank you so much. Selina Izeke, Argutie Lawrence Matavire Pfe, Elias Wofisi, thank you so much. Benjamin Richards, Ashley Nyasha Masaraure, Arguti Ndifonerei, James Sitali, Arguti Wo, hello, thank you so much. We have Tau Mija, who deployed the army to kill innocent civilians. Eddie Pix says, hi, guys. Thank you so much, Eddie. And then we also have Isaiah Mawite, Ndanatsei Ndongwe, Peter Jake, thank you so much. Makosi Ngube, live from Johannesburg. Bozida Taylor, Tofarasei Kubarwa, Hudson, Michael Mugwamba, tinotenda ne vamwe vese, Sindiswe Ndlovu, thank you so much. Fungai Magwenzi, ne vamwe tichaverenga masta enyu kana takwanisa kunge tichiverenga Ntungamili.
Yebo, blessing kunjalo. Bayakhuluma abantu abasanda sixhuma emakhaya uhlelo ngolwe live talk. Njalo isiqokoqela sendaba ngalintambama sixoxa ngekomishini kuba umsebenzi manje ephenya ngodlakela olwalandela ukhetho lapho kwagcina kubulawa khona abantu abayisithupha elibutho. Iqale kuliviki ime kancane lamhlanje likomishini izaqhubeka namhla ka-26 namhla ka-27 kobulawayo eGweru laseMtare. Kulapho ke eza hamba khona iyedinga ubufakazi andubana ibuyele back to eHarare phela esigodlweni mhla ka-10 lapho eza hlangana khona ezabiza khona ibutho lamapholisa labo bazezichasisela abebutho kubana kuyini kahle kahle okwenza bagcina bedubula babulala abantu. Umbuzo omkhulu oqakathekileyo okhangelelwe ngabaningi khonapho nxa sebevela abebutho ngokuthi kahle kahle lathunywa ngubani, atshelwa ngubani amasosha ukubana aphume angene esitaladeni ayebulala abantu. And we also have a video blessing of one of the testimonies that were given to this commission. Let's watch.
I'm not in a position to really review why I'm bitter at, but I'm not in a good mood. Ever since this happened, it's changed me. I'm looking forward to getting compensation. Because right now, according to the what I was told by the doctors and how I feel like I can't use this hand anymore to do anything, manual labor or do anything heavy. So I need some compensation. I'm not in a position.
Uyo mumwe arikuti akarohwa zvakaipisisa nemauto pairatidzira vanhu mukutanga kwaAugust achiti akaudzwana nachiremba kuti achakwanisi kushandisa ruoko rwake, ari kutarisira iye kuti angapiwe muripo nehurumende. Ntungamiri,
coming back to you, Mr. Mugwadi, I know you said you don't want to speculate a lot, and you want to stick to your testimony. But looking at the military role, What can the people of Zimbabwe expect to hear from them?
Okay, thank you very very much, Ntungamili. Let me first make the correction for Ms. Lusitshiwase, for Mzare Lusitshiwase issue, Rwandans. I did not talk about Chamisa saying I have won the election. If she expected that I would raise that issue in this discussion, I shall raise it as the discussion proceeds and explain the implications of those irresponsible proclamations. But what I say, what I say, the proclamation by Mr. Nelson Chamisa, which is documented and recorded by way of video and audio, saying I will not accept elections, and then he would go further and say, Mr. we have youth and we can call a shut. We can take over Harare and bring business down. That is documented. And he said, I will not accept elections, but I would want you to be as objective as reasonably possible to acknowledge that Mr. Mnangagwa never said, I will not accept election results. He was interviewed several times by European and Western publications and TV houses, and he made it very categorical that if he loses the elections, he will be the first to congratulate the winner and accept the results. But we never, and I insist, never had that reciprocation from the contesting opposition, particularly the MDC alliance. Now, coming to the issue of the soldiers that you've raised about, to say what citizens will, what is it that citizens would say about the soldiers? It is very, very clear before I get into the details of 1 August event, okay, that the state in any nation across the whole world, okay, from the other side of the polar regions to the other side of the polar regions, there is no state that shares its monopoly over the use of force with the civilians or any other entity. The country called Zimbabwe has borders, and there are no two countries that exist within it. The state can never accept itself to be subjected to the whims and the caprices of an individual, especially one that is directly and completely and explicitly so seized with the desire for a power switch. I'm simply saying what happened on 1 August was an attempt on power switch. And the strategy, like I have said before my testification, was a replay. What happened on 1 August was not an event, because the world over, you will know that no such event can just happen spontaneously. It was something that was replayed, and there was an attempt to play the Kenyan situation, the situation that happened in Kenya, and import it into Zimbabwe. And it was explicitly clearly so, as Kenyan advisors to Mr. Raila Odinga were hired so that Mr. Chamisa would play another Odinga situation in Zimbabwe. Let me conclude my point, Ms. Blessing, in 1 minute. No person, no country the world over, a state that is worth its soul, a state that is worth itself, would ever accept itself to be destroyed simply because there are a people that have a penchant to cause violence.
Okay, now.
That is why Osama bin Laden is dead. If you want to know how ruthless the United States of America state is, there's the state. You can dare Mr. Trump and his government, but the state of the United States of America must never be dead of its survival. If you do that, or attempt to do that, you will find yourself in a free drive to Guantanamo Bay.
Mr. Mgwadi.
Peacefully, and when they do so, we accept them as such.
Okay.
But if they become violent, it becomes something else, and the state will play its role to protect itself.
Now it's my turn. That's exactly what I was talking about earlier when I said you guys are being very dramatic, you are exaggerating, and right now you are all over the place. You are talking about the Kenyan situation.
You are saying you are all over the place. You are in Guantanamo, you are in Kenya, you are everywhere. That's what you are talking about.
No, it's not.
And you are talking about the Kenyan situation.
You are presenting it as a scenario that was
Agreed upon by the MDC, that was planned by the MDC to replicate what happened in Kenya, and you don't have the evidence. That's the kind of exaggerating that you guys are giving.
That is why Mr. Odinga's advisor was Chamisa's advisor in this election. You don't know that. What more evidence would you give, brother? Please, that... I don't think this is an objective discussion. You don't know that Mr. Raila Odinga even sent his advisors to Mr. Nelson Chamisa? You don't know that?
You are being dramatic.
That's fake news, Mr.
You are being dramatic.
Mr. Chamisa wanted to swore himself as people's president in the same way that Mr. Odinga swore himself.
Yeah.
You don't know about
you
that?
Are being dramatic, and you guys, that's the kind of drama that you are displaying before this commission.
Drama is coming from that side.
No, it's coming from Harare. It's coming from Harare. Not only from Harare, it's coming from you guys. It's coming from you guys before this commission.
Anyway, let's take a caller. Of course, Mr. Mgwadi, let's not peddle fake news. That's not our business. Let's go to Effort Chiwota. Effort Chiwota, Magadi.
Magadi.
Iwa tiripo, tipe ufungwa zenyu.
And we don't want to be wrong, Mr. Mugwadi, so I would tell her. But hey, Panya Commission of Parity. Kutaura Chogwadi Commission, I Aina Basara Kavingam Zimbabwe, Sunga de Mietera. In special Mugatar, equals Mugatar, so far vanhu vari kunzi vataura navamwe vacho vanhu vari kungopa pfungwa dzavo varikuende zvinhu zvavari kubvunza hazvinei nenyaya iripo vari kubvunza nyaya yekuti vanhu vaiprotesta vakazokuvadza chii vakazodii vakadii ngavapinde papoint yekuti akatuma soja ndiyani ende munoona Mr. Mnangagwa vangasete commission yekuti zvakafanana kuti Muraini uri sabhuku ndione mombe chete imomo kuoneka mumunda memunhu makajiwa nemombe woti wakuseta commission wotanga kuda kunopomera munhu asina kana huku zvaipamba kuti iwewo ndiwo wakaita kuti mombe dzangu dzije mumunda mauyu
asika vachiota vamunangagwa vari kuti ivo zvavakatsvagira vanhu vekunze inyaya yekuti dei zvakada kuitwa nemapurisa emunyika maichema zvemoti aiwa nyoka huru haizvirumi nekudaro paifanira kuya vanhu vekunze kuti vauye kuzoongorora.
Right. Ipapo ndopane nyaya yacho kaipapo pakuti vamunangagwa vari kuti even dai zvakaita nemapurisa apana choda kuongororwa kutaura chokwadi nekuti zvinozivikanwa kuti masoja ndeani munyika. Saka chiripo ndechokuti vabvunze mukuru wemasoja kuti chii chakaitika. Chete wozosvika kuna ivo vamunangagwa ndivo muridzi wemasoja emuzimbabwe vana vemuzimbabwe MDC alliance haina kana painopinda nekuti kuprotesta kunotendewa kwaiitwa nevanhu vachiprotesta against vhet yainonoka kuburitsa maresults zvisiri pamutemo
mapurisa kaanoti ko kana tanga tatadza kutitidzivirire mhirizhonga yanga yaakuitika pachipiswa zvinhu nezvimwe zvakadaro ndosaka masoja akapindira.
Right. Ndosaka masoja akapindira pane dzimwe nzvimbo dzinodisteswa vanhu vakawanda mathousands evanhu vanokwanisa kudisteswa pasina munhu kana one afa vanokwanisa kudisteswa nemiritari munogara muchinzwa zita rekuti marabha bullets marabha bullets ndomasa rao rekudisteswa vanhu kwete kuya kuzouraya vanhu vasina chavakabata vasina any weapon yavakabata antimaona saka izvi ibasa ravamunangagwa kuti vabvume mhosva yavo kuti hai vana vezimbabwe ndakaita izvi ndivo vakaura zanu PSB yakauraya
hatinai vachiota handiti tinoti unotanga watongwa here nemhosva yako tisati atokonkluda kuti vamunangagwa ndo vakaparamhaka handiti unotanga waenda kudare dare rozodaro ndosaka paine komishoni madi kumirira itaure izvozvo
iya but the commission ire akaiseta wacho ndiye muridzi wemasoja akauraya vanhu saka hapana chiri kutsvagwa necommission
tinotenda vachiota regai titore vamwe vatereri
Tunga,
I think you heard what Mr. Chiwota is saying, that he's saying that, you know, Mr. Mnangagwa is not supposed to be the one setting up this commission because, according to him, he is guilty. But, of course, Mr. Mnangagwa is saying that his hands are clean. That's why he had to invite, you know, eminent people to conduct this investigation.
And besides, Mnangagwa is the president. Muye undunankulu ke. Muye umkhokheli weZimbabwe ngakho udlakela lolo olwenzakalayo lwenzakala phansi kwakhe ngoba ungumongameli yikho nje wakhetha le commission ukuba nami iphenye ke kwazakale iqiniso okungacaciyo though what's not clear yet is what will he do with the findings? Because we have seen other commissions of inquiry being set up, and they did their jobs, but nothing happened after their findings were presented to the government. Talk of the Chiambakwe Commission, for instance.
You know, all the Gukurahundi massacres, they were commissions, the CCBJ one, no results were released. Even the land reform program, there are many programs to deal with multiple farm owners that were conducted by the government and nothing was done. Maybe let's go to Ms. Chiwasa and ask that question. Of course, Ms. Chiwasa, are you still on the line?
Enjoying.
Okay. Now, Ms. Chiwasa, this question was asked by Zimbabweans when Mr. Mnangagwa was in New York last month. They said they want to know if he will release the results of this particular commission, and he committed to releasing the results. What's your take on this whole thing?
Okay, sekutsanangura kwavanga muchita before ma switcher over kwandiri kuti nditeo comment yangu. Zimbabweans have been in a difficult position before. The commissions that have been set before, of course, I'm aware ne issue kuti tikutita munyu dispensation munyika medu. So personally, I would take his word that he's going to release the results of this commission. But like you exactly said, I'm afraid it might not happen because so many other commissions have done work before whose results people never saw them, or even if they saw them, nothing was done. And some of them, the recommendations, so I think him releasing the results, it's just his word against us, because even if he doesn't, we can't do anything to him. That's where the gap of our laws are. Ndichakutendrana nemuterera abva kutaura izvezvi kuti zvimwe zvacho zvinonetsa kuti why do we even need a commission when the laws of the country should be clear kuti what's the role of the army, when do we release the army on our own people, and who does that? The only thing chinoitika ipapapo kuti tizopedzisira takutsvagana necommission kuti tizotanga kuti maresults acho chamawana here. I don't think that's not even important. What is important is, as a nation, we need to have clear laws that are in sync. Because issue kuitika ndeye kuti section constitution yedu section 213 inotaura kuti vamnangagwa is the command, ndivo vari mukuru zvangatorwa nemu tauri abva uyu. But most people ndochava kungobata ichocho vachiti constitution inoti ndiye muridzi wemasoja, ndiye akarelease masoja. But then people are also forgetting that there is a porter whose judgment yanga ine judgment yanga ichitaurwa nezvayo mazuva apfuurayo kuti porter is unconstitutional. Actually, section 37 yeporter ndoyo iri kuda kubatirirwa nevanhu kuti ndoyo yakashandiswa kurelease masoja, because mapurisa anga aita ati tazvitadza, and then the other people vobva vati mapurisa they were being too friendly. But the piece of legislation inoti mapurisa anokwanisa kudadza masoja kuti uyai mutibatsire is, in this case, a lower piece of legislation which has been argued to be unconstitutional. So as a nation, we also have a problem. So my comment would be, if we have clear laws, even by Izezizi, tine mutemo notarotikana commission ya itika, after how many days Zakamira say this discussion. So we have a lot of hazy areas. At the end of the day, because I think even though Rakaramba now results are a president, I don't think you could punish at once because no Rakatongo set a commission yachona and the Zirikuavari Kutivachaita say Nema results cannot name my recommendations a commission yachona because, like everyone else. Everyone feels kuti takatambi smari zosize nyika tichiunganidza commission iyi kuti itsvage zviri kuitika. When in actual fact, what we can see are emotions flying all over, like vanhu vakuita kurwirana futi kuti who was wrong and who was right. And in doing that, vashoma vari kutombo pointa kuti who, like the pertinent questions, kuti who released the army? Why was the army released and why were they instructed to shoot? Those are the pertinent questions. And I'm also worried about the quality of witness that are coming. Because if someone is coming to say kuti ndakanzwa naningi kuti postmortem yekumba kwavo yanga yanyorwa kuti stabbed wounds, I'm not convinced. I wish the commission would get down to vacho vakafirwa vauye vataure zvakaitika, because I have Facebook friends who were posting hama yavo yavaiti atofurwa achibuda mushop make angasitomborikana kuprotesta. Those kind of people, if they come and they also testify, and if we also like make use of our laws, mutemo wedu wemuZimbabwe unyatsori clear kuti right to life cannot be limited no matter what. If we also use those things and drift a bit from just being political, I think we'll go far in this new dispensation.
Thank you so much. Tine vateereri. Mai Trevor, makadi.
Kwangu makadinyo.
Aiwa, tiripo. Tipeo pfungwa dzenyu, Mai Trevor.
Okay. Ini ndaanchida kungotaura kuti zvo vanhu vakatourayiwa vakatofa. Sakani way forward apa ndeye kuti chii commission ipane zvaichaita here kana kuti kuuya kuzongoda kuzongodya mari dzekuti kwakaitwa commission yakauya kuzotsvagiridza kuti chii chakaitika. And as usual, kuZimbabwe tinoziva kuti zvii zvinoitika just after or before my elections, kuti vanhu vanorohwa, vanhu vanochichidzirwa. Sakani apa kwandiri nini handisikumboona kuti pane chakamboti chachinja kuZimbabwe. KuZimbabwe hapana zvamboti zvachinja, even though vanhu vaizoenda kumaelections sei maelectoral reforms asina kana kutomboitwa. Sakani vanhu vangomanyira kuti vari kuenda kumaelections. Sakani chachinja apa kuZimbabwe chii? Vanhu vakatourayiwa apa, way forwarding ndeye kuti tochiita sei zvino zvinhu zvazvakadai. So inini handioni commissioner vakasarudzwa kuti vange vachimirira kuti vaone kuti zvii zvakaitika muZimbabwe, sezvo kuti pane zvichabuda zvakachinja kana kuti zvichabuda zvakazonyatsokubudisa kuti chii chakanyatsokuitika. Nokuti mavhidhiosi aripo ari kunyatsokuratidza kuti zvakanyatsokuitika, kuti vanhu vakafa vazhinji vacho, mukadzi wamakaona akafa, mukadzi wandakaona apa anga asiri kuprotesti mukadzi uyu. Sakani handisi kunyatsokuona kuti komishina ichazouya ikazonyatsokuona kuti chii chakazonyatsokuitika here. Unlike vanhu vanga vachifanira kunge vaine enough evidence, vanhu vakanga vari on the ground. Ameno ndo maonero angu andinoita ini.
Asi kana muchiti hapana chinochinja, kavari kuitira kuti kana yapera kuongorora mune ramangwana hazvizoitiki zvakare, ndo zvavari kuti vari kuitira nyaya iyi.
Regai timboona kuti mune ramangwana, but zvakabvira kare zvichingonzi mangwana hazvizoitiki. Kana patanga takutomboti regai timboona kuti sezvo mudhara vasisipo pamaybe pane zvachinja, but kwandiri ina handisi kumboona kuti pane zvachinja ini. Nekuti apa before vanhu vanga vasingaurayiwe, but izvozvizvi kuchinja kwakaita mudhara kubva kwakaita pabva patanga nekubva pafa vanhu. Vanhu vairohwa, vanhu vaididi, but kuzourayiwa huku ndo kwazonyanya kutyisa.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Mai Trevor.
Ndomaonero angu. Alright, ndatenda.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Tinenge tine vateereri vakati.
Koloma abalaleli ke lapho sithathe omunye umlaleli ecingweni uMkhize. Kunjani mlaleli?
Yaphila baba linjani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Uyizwile indaba, singenele uhlelo.
Yaye, siyabonga. kwamukelwa ya udaba zibuzini ikho lati sithumele nje inombolo zethu ukuthi likhona ukusinda.
Ye 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 news iphimbo kancane Mkhize sikuzwela phansi.
Eh ngithi siyabonga kwamukela ehlelweni nje ukuthi lati sikhona ukuthi sithumele inombolo zethu likhona ukusinda. Lati sizwakala emsakazweni sizwakala sawethu amazwi.
Mhm hayi qhubeka baba lati siyabonga.
Eh so udabula ukhona baba ukuthi vele khona ukuhlukunyezwa kwabantu okuqaleni vele akuqala nganamuhla. Kwaqala kudala vele kuseseyisikhathi sikamdala lowo ngolugcine sephumile. Ukuthi abantu vele ade beqala ukuthi behlukunyezwe bengakavoti, besala ukuyavota besethuselwa besenzwane betshaya besenzwane. So kungamangalisi vele ukuthi khona kubulawa abantu kumbe njani. Because vele ibutho ade lingeke lize liphume lona lingene ebantwini lingathunywanga. So kokhwana ngezinye izinto nje zokuthi laleyo commission nje ebiziweyo izoqhuba nje ukuthi idlulise, kodwa vele yona ibizwe yiyo iphathi ebusayo. So vele akula tshintsho oluzaba khona. So thina kumele sikwamukele nje kunjalo. Njalo nephathi lephikisayo yayingeke izithumele abantu ukuthi abantu abayihambe betshisa iy'mpahla abantu benzeni benzeni, bevele besazi ukuthi izanu yizanu vele ihambelana legama layo leli.
Umdala ongaqanjwa ngegama Mkhize ngumthakathi noyesabisayo.
Hayi akusabisi baba. Umdala manje sithi umdala ngikhuluma ngomdala wethu uMgabi.
Aha. Hayi siyabonga Mkhize, kodwa uyasola ukuba nakulalito olumele silukhangelele, kodwa abanye bathi hayi cha akunjalo. The fact ukuthi kulabantu abavela phandle kwelizwe, kulabo mohlante bakhona lo mlungu ovele UK, bakhona abanye beTanzania la kwamanye amazwe, bathi mhlawumbe lokho kungasilethela ububelo. Iqiniso livele impela lo daba lokuthi kahle kahle mbono wathu mamabutho mhlawumbe elalo luchaywe khonapho enkundleni, akuboni njalo?
Eyi khona siyahlala sisethembeni, because iminyaka le siminingi sihlezi sisethembeni baba, elokuthi maybe maybe, kodwa vele abantu beyala behlukunyezwa behlukunyezwa behlukunyezwa. Abanye bangikhona banabantu ababuyileyo kuleyo khomishini leyo, kungenzeka ukuthi abantu abavele bebizwe yiyo izanu leyo. So vele manxa ivele ibizwe yiyo, so kungaba khona ukufumbathisana khonapho ukuthi udaba lolu lizame ukuthi lubekwe ephathini ephikisayo ukuthi kube yiyo elecala. Njalo leyo phathi leyo yayingeke izithuma abantu ukuthi yona abantu behambe bewona izinto besazi ukuthi vele izanu yona ngikwayo vele injani.
Hayi siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo Mkhize.
Hayi lati sibongile baba.
Nanzi nawa Mkhize blessing makumbo yenyoka aya hapana zvichabuda.
Let's go to Mr. Mgwadi. Mr. Mgwadi, are you still on the line?
Very much.
Now, Mr. Mgwadi, this is not the first time in Africa where we have seen such commissions or attempts at national healing. It happened in South Africa, whether it was successful or not. I think it's still not clear. Some are saying it did manage to heal the nation after apartheid. It also happened in Rwanda. In terms of the way forward, Mr. Mugwadi, do you think this commission is going to heal the nation, or it is going to further polarize Zimbabwe, especially the ruling party and the opposition MDC?
I'll ask you a very, very good question. When I gave a comparative analysis, where I was talking about Guantanamo Bay, where I was talking about how the state all over the world has been known to respond to some of these issues in the same manner, you called me dramatic. Isn't that so? You said I was dramatizing and I'm all over and I'm talking about everything.
Because why, if you try to, Mr. Mgwadi, if you try to...
I'm simply trying to chastise you, not to
Mr. Mgwadi.
Comparative politics where it is convenient to you.
Mr. Mgwadi, Mr. Mgwadi,
you call me, I'm going all over. Aren't you going all over?
Mr. Mgwadi, you cannot compare the opposition MDC and Osama bin Laden. I think that is being very dramatic. We want to help heal the nation. That's our mission. That's why I said let's not peddle fake news. You can't, even Mr. Mnangagwa himself respects the opposition. He does not call them extremists, like you are trying to say. So that is wrong.
No, I do. And the opposition in America respects the president of America.
By the way, Osama is not, Osama Bin Laden was not an opposition leader in America.
They say President Mnangagwa. You are saying Mr. Mnangagwa, even yourself, I don't know what from what motivation you call the president of the country Mr. Mnangagwa.
I call Mr. Trump, Mr. Trump, Mr. Mgwadi. Mr. Mgwadi, Mr. is a sign of respect.
Okay, for the sake of our listeners, let me answer your question whether this commission will not polarize the nation and there will be a way forward. I will tell you my opinion, very much opinion, one that is not associated by the organization that I find myself in, which is RANTF or other, but my own opinion, okay? And my opinion comes this. I will have one day a situation where this commission of inquiry does its job with specific instructions, that there won't be any prosecution thereafter. And if there is that, you will also, you'll be able to see how the MDC people who bought people beer to demonstrate, who motivated people to be violent and burn cars.
Mr. Mgwadi.
I did this in the case of Itao.
Mr. Mgwadi.
Because no easy.
Mr. Mgwadi.
I want to tell you that I was going to chakati and chakati because we are going to prosecution thereafter.
Mr. Mgwadi.
But I
want
our nation to know peace once more. And the only way we can do that is to have to ensure that there is no, there are no instead of prosecutions for purpose of this, but our nation must be new and go forward and know that such things must never happen again.
Mm-hmm. Let's bring Miss Chivasarada. What's your take?
I think people should be prosecuted for doing wrong things, because if we don't prosecute Van Wanengela Karesha simply because we want them to testify, I think we will be being disrespectful to the people who lost their relatives. And the moment we say kutijona tulautivanuwa vango, I think justice yatiri kuda ndiyati kufana kutanga ta definer kuti kuda punitive justice here kana kuti kuda kutaurirana of which from the past violations that have happened kutaurirana ndoo kwakaramba because umwe munhu anogona achida kungonzi sorry kana kuripirwa zvatino believe in as vanhu vatema kuti ngonzi inoripwa kana kuti umwe munhu anenge achida kungonzi sorry chaiko chaiko. So if you're already going into a commission of inquiry saying people may not be prosecuted or should not be prosecuted so that we promote kuti vataure chokwadi, I don't think it would be fair on those who lost their loved ones over Kafa Vachona, because I think the commission's findings should be used in such a way that we will never have a situation like that again, that people will respect human life, that people will be allowed to protest and not to be killed for exercising their constitutional rights, and that the the demonstrations or the kuratidzira kunenge kuchiita vanhu ikoko should be within the confinement of the law, and should it be that there's a situation yekunzi crowd yava unmanageable, should people be killed for that? I think we need this commission to set a good human rights precedent for a Zimbabwe where human rights are respected and upheld and everyone is free to express how they feel.
Let me jump in there, Chibasa, as we wrap up indaba iqhathekile ephumayo lapha blessing. Ngeyokuthi kahle kahle abazatholakala belecala kulolu cwaningo kumele benziwene. Utafazwa Mgwadi oyezanu PF uthi hayi akula muntu omele athonisiswe aboshwe ngokwenzakalayo, kodwa uLusi iChibasa oligqwetelwe lamalungelo oluntu kavumelani lakho lokho. Uthi abazafunyanwa belecala kumele bamiswe phambi komthethwandaba kwenziwe isibonelo ukuze kusasa kungavuki ilizwe libhekana le situation. efanayo. And by the way, Mr. Zulu, next time, be respectful. Say President Mnangagwa, not Mr. Mnangagwa. Okay?
It's the same thing. It's neither here nor there. Anyway, we have come to the end of this program, a very important program for Zimbabwe, hoping that the nation at the end of this all will heal, because Zimbabwe at the moment is polarized. We want to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Tafazwa Mugwadi, ZANU-PF member, and Miss Lucy Chivasa, a human rights lawyer. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, and our callers. I'm Blessing Zulu. Have a blessed weekend.
And I'm Tungamilinkomo. I sugar.